Well, thank you very much.
谢谢。
To be delighted today, we'll be able to share God's word with you all.
今天我非常高兴能和你们大家分享神的话语。
Like what Ben is saying, this is almost my second home.
这里像是我的第二个家，就像刚才 Ben 弟兄跟大家讲的。
Because my daughter lives here.
因为我女儿住在夏洛特。
So pretty much every few months we will come here.
两三个月、三四个月，我们就会来到这里。
And I just feel welcome here, and we're delighted to share God's word with you.
我在这里受到大家很热情的接待我也很高兴和大家一起分享神的话语。
Okay, let's pray first. Okay.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we just want to come before you this morning.
今天早上我们来到你的面前。
We want to praise you.
我们要赞美你。
我们 worship you.
我们来敬拜你。
We want to give you all the honor and glory.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Because you are worthy for our praise.
因为你是值得我们敬拜。
We thank you for this Christmas season.
今天我们来感谢你给我们赐这样一个圣诞节的季节。
Because once again you have reminded us that the season for this reason is because of you.
这个季节你一直在提醒我们是因为你。
And this is a good time for us to remember.
是一个很好的时间让我们来想到你的恩典。
And our purpose in life,
我们一生的目的,
is to serve you and to live for you.
来侍奉你, 来为你而活。
We pray for your presence this morning.
我们感谢你与我们同在。
And in Christ's name we pray.
我们在耶稣基督里面, 我们, 祷告。
Amen.
奉你的名。 Amen.
I always enjoy that to come to the Chinese church which is around in the university campus.
我总是非常高兴地来到一个大学的中国的教会。
Because I remember 40 years ago,
因为四十年前我记得
when I was a student in the University of Kentucky,
我在肯塔基大学的是一个学生的时候
it was because of the Chinese student Bible study group that I was participating
in, 是因为学生的这个团契我参加了那样的团契。
And that's the reason that I learned how to become a Christian and grow as a Christian.
是在那里我学习到了我们怎么样成为一个基督徒在主里面成长。
And that was the time that I started learning how and what is a Christian is all about.
在那个时候我才明白了基督徒是怎么一回事。
But it took me a long time to realize that I have to live out, what a Christian should be.
但是花了很长的时间我才明白怎样活出来像一个基督徒一样。
And that's why today I picked this particular topic. I believe that it will help myself and you as well.
今天我选择的这个题目我相信是对你对我都有很大的帮助。
If you look at this particular verse that I picked today is coming from the 2 Timothy.
今天我选的这段经文是提摩太后书。
And this is for the what we call as we call the pastor epistles.
是教牧书信。
Okay.
这段经文是教牧书信。
Before, I always think that this is something really reserved for the pastor, the missionary, and things like that.
我过去一直认为这段书信是给牧师或者是给这个传教士写的。
But really, this book is all about how Paul related to his message to his student Timothy.
实际上这段经文是保罗写给他的学生提摩太。
And it's also an example for those who's a Christian to share the kind of important thing to his student.
这也是对于我们基督徒来讲，对你们基督教要传给别人，传给我们的学生的时候所需要研读的这段经文。
And that's why I think that it's also appropriate for us to really to study this book and to really understand what the mandate for Christians is all about.
所以我认为对我们基督徒来讲是非常重要的读这段经文对我们的要求是什么
If we take a look at that if, we can read together in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1
所以我们可以再读这个提摩太后书第四章第一节
He said I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom.
在这里他说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你们。
If we pay attention to this, is one thing that you know, Paul is so clear to understand that.
在这里，大家看到保罗非常清楚明白的啊，明白啊，清楚明白的知道这段圣经的道理。
It is so important for all the Christians to realize.
对我们每一个基督徒都必须要清楚的认识。
It is so important that to share the good news to those who have never heard of the good news.
非常非常重要的就是啊，向那些从来没听过福音的人传讲神的话语。
See, if we look at this, we find out that we have to know God's heart.
我们在这里首先要知道的就是我们要知道神的心，认识神的心。
In order to know God's heart, we have to really understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the most important thing is the judgment of Jesus Christ.
为了认识能够我们明白神的心意，我们必须要知道耶稣基督的福音和他的审判。
I will go back to one of the very basic scripture we all so familiar with.
我们要回到一段非常非常基本的一个圣经，我们大家都非常的熟悉。
This one, the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
就在新约圣经里面，约翰福音第三章。
We are so familiar with John 3:16.
大家都非常非常熟悉三章十六节。
And this is the message that I believe Billy Graham using a lot in his the crusade that he conduct.
大家都知道 Billy Graham 他在传讲福音的时候常常用也是用这段经文。
But a lot of time we forgot to read and continue for 17 and 18.
常常我们读了第十六节就停止在那了。忘记了继续读下去第十七节和第十八节。
And this is the most important part that we forget to see it.
这一段常常我们就非常重要，我们却。
If we can read it together, we can say that 1:17, for God did not send His Son into the world.
在这第十七节这里说，因为神差遣他儿子到世上来，不是
to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him.
不是要定世人的罪，而是要使世人借着他得救。
The next word we're going to read is to say, whoever believes in him is not condemned.
在十八节说信他的不被定罪。
But whoever does not believe is condemned already.
不信的罪已经定了。
Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
因为他不信神独生子的名。
See, for us Christians, we rejoice, we're so happy because we are in Christ.
我们作为基督徒，我们有喜乐，因为我们是在耶稣基督里的。
We know that our life has a purpose.
我们知道我们的生命是有意义的。
We know that your God is with us all the time.
我们知道神与我们总是与我们同在。
We know that we have eternal life.
我们知道我们有永生。
But we forget for those we know.
Sorry.
But we forget those we, our friends, the friends that we know, our relatives we know.
我们忘记了我们周边我们认识的人。
If they have not have a chance to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果他们不能够听到福音的话，
they are condemned already.
他们已经被定罪了。
That is the crucial thing that we have to realize.
这是一个非常非常重要的事，我们必须明白。
Because God has entrusted us the responsibility to share the good news with those who does not know Him.
神已经把这个托付我们，给我们这样子的一个托付，让我们能够传讲福音给那些没有听过福音的人。
And that's why Paul makes it so important to tell Timothy.
他在这里告诉提摩太，这是个非常非常重要的事情。
Because of the importance for saving those who have not heard the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to preach the gospel.
他在这里说，你必须要传讲福音，要把福音传给那些没有听到过耶稣基督福音的人。
I remember when I first became a Christian, I was so excited.
我特别记得我还刚刚成为一个基督徒的时候，我非常的兴奋。
I always willing to tell people what God have made a difference in my life.
我想告诉别人，神在我身上使我得了什么样的改变。
And then, why? What happened that now I have a purpose in my life?
我可以告诉他们，我现在生命有意义了。
I remember I got so excited for the first few years.
我就记得那头几年我是非常的兴奋。
And then I forget about it.
过了一阵子我就忘了。
I start focus on my study.
我开始专注于我的专业。
And we all know that as a student in university, your concentration is always study, making good grade, hopefully you get a good job.
作为学生我们都知道我们要好好的学习，然后我们的成绩很好，然后我们可以找到一个好的工作。
But I always remember that during the time that I spent time with the Bible study group,
我还记得我和那些查经班的弟兄姊妹在一起查经的时候，
and they always reminded that you know God because you want to serve God.
他们说你认识神，你要服侍神。
And it took me a long time to realize that.
我花了很长时间我才明白。
But here, you know, that's why you know Paul reminded Timothy, you have to do this job because you love those. You who do not have a chance to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里，保罗提醒提摩太说：“你要把福音传给那些没有听过福音的人。”
You want your friends, your relatives, your loved one to be with you till eternity.
你希望你所爱的人、你的家人、你的朋友和你一起过永生的生命。
That's the reason why we just celebrate Christmas.
在这里我们是为什么我们在庆祝圣诞节？
And this is time for us at the end of the year to reflect on our own. What have we done for God this year?
在这里就在年岁末的时候，我们大家一起来反思我们一年当中我们为神做了哪些事情。
We can also plan for next year. You know how we plan to live our life. You know truly for God.
我们也可以为明年做准备，我们怎么样去立心志为神做工。
So now and also that Paul charged Timothy, you know, because he said that what I'm saying to you is what God is saying to all of us.
在这里保罗对提摩太嘱咐他说，我对你说的也是神对我们每个基督徒所说的。
I guess when we say we just hear command,
在这里是一个命令。
You will go to listen. You have to do it.
你必须去听神的话语，还要行出来。
And this is the same thing that what Jesus had tell his disciple when he left the earth.
在耶稣基督离世之前，对他的门徒也是这样叮嘱的。
He gave us the great commission.
他给我们这样的大使命。
Asked us to go to preach his word, you know, to the world.
他让我们把福音传到世界的每个角落。
Make disciples of all nations.
让所有的人都成为他的门徒。
Teaching them everything about him.
把神的话语全备的福音给传给他们。
And this is something we always have to remember. Doesn't matter what position that you are in.
不管你是在哪一个职位上，你都要记住这段话。
You are living a life of a disciple.
你要过出门徒的生活。
You are not just a Christian by name only.
你不是只是一个名字上的基督徒。
But you really have to show and demonstrate in your life that people can see Christ in you, the hope of glory.
必须你要活出耶稣基督的样子。使人所以看到呢，耶稣在你里面。
Paul reminded Timothy, he said, you have to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
在这里，保罗提醒提摩太，务要传道，无论时机是否和时合。
A lot of time, people think that to share the gospel with some other people require a lot of knowledge.
有的人可能以为我们向别人传福音必须要有很多的知识。
That's correct.
说的是对的。
But a lot of times, just sharing your own experience and how you come to know Jesus is also very important.
有的时候，你怎么成为基督徒，你和别人分享也是非常非常的重要。
Everybody come to know Jesus is because they have get a chance to hear the gospel, somewhere, somehow, that the Holy Spirit will touch the heart.
人信主总是因为听到福音，圣灵在他身上做工。
And everyone are different.
每个人都不一样，每个人的经历都不一样。
But for non-believers,
对于非基督徒来说，
a lot of time they might not come to understand who Jesus is.
他们通常不能够完全明白，耶稣基督是谁。
And somehow that, you know, we as a Christian, we need to provide an opportunity for them so that they can hear, to understand and know what Jesus is all about.
我们作为基督徒就必须要做这样的事情，就是让非基督徒呢有机会能够认识，能够明白耶稣基督是怎么一回事。
See, by sharing a lot of the knowledge of the Bible is good.
你跟他们分享圣经的知识是很好的。
But I think living out the life of a Christian is more important.
但是活出来非常更加重要。
I remember when I was in the college, I was a non-Christian.
我在大学的时候，我还不是一个基督徒。
I found out there's a lot of Christians who surround me. They are always willing to help me and extending the hand to help me.
我周遭的基督徒都很愿意地伸手帮助我。
They are willing to go all the way to help somebody who has no clue as a foreign student what is going on around me.
对于一个外国学生来，懵懵懂懂的周围的事情发生的一些事，很多事情都不明白的时候，他们愿意伸出他们援助的手帮助我们。
And that's the first time I get in touch with a Christian.
在那个时候，我是第一次真正的接触到基督徒。
I believe that, you know, this church here in Charlottesville have the purpose here is to reach out for the student coming from China that he have never heard the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里，我们 Charlottesville 的这个中国教会一定是有你们的存在的目的，也是向中国来的从来没有听过福音的学生传讲福音。
So maybe they have heard of a, you know, Christmas in China.
他们可能听说过圣诞节。
But they have no idea what it's all about.
但是他们不明白圣诞节的来由，真正的意义在哪里。
But when they are here,
但是他们来到这里之后，
you can demonstrate and show them, you know, tell them the story of a Christmas.
你们可以把圣诞节真正的意义展现在他们的面前。
And then they will hear about that.
他们就能够听到福音了。
You know that, you know, for every non-believer who come to become a believer, it takes at least meeting five or more than five Christians before they will become a Christian.
统计学上说，一个人成为基督徒至少要遇到五个基督徒才能成为一个基督徒。
That's the reason why I say, whether it's ready in season or out of season, we are ready.
在这里就是说，务要传道，无论时机是否适合。你们已经适合了。
A fisherman go out to fish.
一个人打鱼的人去打鱼。
They don't wait till the fish appear before they cast the net.
他们把网撒下去的时候，不一定是说一定要看到鱼才撒网。
They have to prepare the net ahead of time.
他们必须把网都准备好。
Get their boats ready.
把他们的船准备好。
Go to the places where they will know that fish will be there.
他们把船划到他们认为有鱼的地方。
And then to cast the net.
然后把网撒下去。
Same thing with us.
在这里也是一样的。
We don't know when is the time that God will have somebody come onto our way.
我们不知道神把某一个人放到我们当中，带到我们当中。
But just be mindful that you are a representative for Jesus.
你要记住，你是耶稣的代表。
And then you live out your life every day.
你每天要活出他的样式。
And God will send somebody on your way.
神就会把他所要带的人带到你的面前。
See, we need to store the gospel in our heart.
我们必须把神的话语放在我们的心里，存在我们的心里。
See, if we look at this particular one, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
在这里，哥林多后书第六章第二节。
He said, In the favorable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you.
在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的时候我帮助了你。
Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
看啊，现在就是那悦纳的时候，现在就是那拯救的日子。
This one reminded us that when we will become a Christian because God hears us.
啊，神听见了我们的呼求，我们成为了基督徒。
Now is the time that we need to share the gospel to other people so that they can become a Christian.
所以这个时候，我们现在应该把福音传给别的人，他们可以成为基督徒。
In fact, 1 Peter chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 15 say that.
在彼得前书第十五章
第三章第十五节
第三章第十五节
He said, always being prepared to make a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
请 Ben, 第二下面 Sorry. Sorry.
没有在哪里？没有在哪里？
没有在哪里？总是要准备好。make a defense.
Make a defense to anyone.
要为神的福音做见证。所有的人不管是什么原因，我这里要读原文圣经才行。
OK， 好。
彼得前书
第
三章第十五节，只要心里尊基督为圣，以他为主，常常做好准备，去回答那些问你们为什么怀有盼望的人。
See, the Bible always reminds us that.
圣经总是提醒我们。
And we have to put God's word in our heart.
应必须把神的话语、神的道放到我们心里面。
That's the reason why when every day when we spend time in our devotion.
我们每天在神的面前，我们来这个devotion 就是我们灵修的时候，我们要常常温习神的话。
See a lot of time that you know during the time when we do our devotion.
当我们灵修的时候
，Okay, we need to open our heart and mind for the Spirit to penetrate us.
把我们的心，把我们心要打开，让神的话语穿透我们的心。
If you are not paying attention to what the how the Holy Spirit you know, will remind you the message that you have read，
如果你读的话语没有专注于圣灵对你的感动的话
，A lot of time you will get nothing out of it。
你通常不会得到什么。
And We have to be mindful of that. You know, we need to have that quiet time to really concentrate, devote that quiet time to be with the Lord.
我们要把我们的时间专注在我们真的是花很长的一段时间，我们静默在神的面前，能够明白神的话语。
But the thing is that because we can hear God's word every day,
我们每天都能够听到神的话语
and every day that we can spread His good news.
每天我们都可以传讲他的好消息
In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23,
历代至上16章23节
He says, "Sing to the Lord all the earth."
全地都要向耶和华唱歌。
To tell of his salvation from day to day.
天天传扬他的救恩。
See, God's word always reminding us that, you know, to be a Christian is an everyday encounter with people who does not know God.
所以神在这里提醒我们，作为一个基督徒，我们每天都会遇到很多不认识主的人。
We want to make sure that, you know, you are truly live out the life that really see the God's glory is exhibited in your life.
我们要展现我们接受了神的恩典，那把荣耀归于神。我们要让非基督徒能看出来。
I want to see, you know, every Christian is excited about who they are.
我真的希望每一位基督徒都非常的兴奋，你是一个基督徒。
No, don't let people look at you always downcast, always in doubt, always not sure.
你不要让，真的不应该让别人看到你是总是在怀疑，在无助，在没有笃定的在神里面的救恩。
It's when you have faith in God.
当你在神里面有信心的时候。
And you will always get the strength from God to live out your life for Him.
你总会从神那里得到力量，能够活出神的样式。
And also, Paul reminded Timothy.
在这里，保罗也提醒提摩太。
He said, "When you preach the gospel,
当你传讲福音的时候
，you have to with complete patience and to teaching."
要以多方的忍耐和教训。
Sometimes you can share the gospel with anyone you come in contact with.
你可以向任何一个你遇见的人传讲福音。
But if you always based on your ability to share the gospel,
如果你仅限于你自己的能力去和别人传讲福音的话
，sometimes there's a limitation.
那个是有一定局限性的。
Because you will get tired.
你会疲劳。
But on the other hand, if you can, you know, depend on the fruit of the Spirit that is growing out from you.
如果你有圣灵的果子在你里面结出来的话，你可以仰赖圣灵的果子。
And that is the time that you will really have that kind of patience that's needed to share the gospel properly.
那个时候你就会有那样的忍耐，能够很适合的向别人传讲福音。
Galatians chapter 5:22-23 will tell us about the fruit of the Spirit.
在这里，加拉太书第五章22-23讲到圣灵的果子。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
但圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、平安、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Against such things, there's no law.
这样的事是没有法律禁止的。
The strength that we have to share gospel, to live our Christian life, is come from God.
我们能够有这样子的能力在主里面活出基督的样式是的力量是从神那里来的。
To live out the spiritual power in our life.
有圣灵在我们里面。能够活出在这样的样式
We need to intake spiritual fruit.
我们必须要有圣灵的果子。
If you are a Christian, you don't study God's word.
如果你不读神的话语
You don't have spiritual fruit filling you up.
你不会圣灵的果子不会充满你
You cannot be an effective Christian.
你不会成为一个成功的基督徒
You cannot be effectiveDisciple,
你不会成为一个有效的一个门徒
，and you cannot bear fruit for Jesus Christ.
你不会结出耶稣基督在里面所要结的果子。
When you have the right tool in mind,
right
tool 这个工具
哦， oh, 当你有一个适合的工具，你有掌握了适合的工具的时候
，we have to use it appropriately.
我们必须要适合地去使用它。
Here, Paul using seems to be a very strong language.
在这里，保罗用了一个很严重的一个字眼。
He say to reprove,
去责备人。
So every time when we say that to reprove,
在这每次说责备人的时候
，Okay, sounds like that it's a very negative connotation here.
在这里好像听起来非常的是一个负面的字眼。
See, this is not exactly what Paul is trying to tell Timothy to do. Is that?
在这里，保罗实际上真正的想要提摩太所做的事
is for him to be an example for his follower.
是让他成为他们的后面很多基督徒跟随他的人的榜样。
See, this is how it is being done.
这
里
所完成的是用需要有爱。
See, we cannot using our way, being a human way to try to reprove people.
我们不能用我们人的办法去责备人。
A lot of time we have no idea, what the background of the person is.
我们常常不知道那个人的背景。
We don't know what kind of knowledge that he has.
也不知道那个人的知识背景。
What his experience have.
他过去的经验怎样。
The only thing that we can do is that said how we live our Christian life.
我们能够所知道的就是我们怎么样活出基督徒的样式。
See, one of the examples, you know, I think that, that we can really hear in Romans chapter 12, verse 20.
在罗马书第十二章
二十节。
第二十节。
He say, feed your enemy. Give them water to drink. Doing this, you will be putting burning coal on their head. I paraphrase that. 十二章二十节。十二二十，二十。
所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝。
还有那啥。
因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
This is a very amazing verse here.
在这里是一个非常非常奇特的一段经文。
The way that you change people,
你想改变别人
is to sacrifice yourself to the people, to the person.
你要牺牲，你为他牺牲，你才能改变他。
See, in fact, you know, just because people don't treat you nice,
不能因为一个人对你不好，
you will return the favor.
你就会对他有帮助，你就特别的帮助他。
Rather than that, you will treat him more than better than anything else.
你要对他好，比他对你，不管是怎么样的行为，你都要对他好。
See, this is the kind of way that the Christian change non-Christian.
这是一个基督徒改变一个非基督徒生命的方式。
And this is the way that when the missionary first went to China, they brought with them the knowledge, you know, to the people there.
这就是当年很多传教士到中国去的时候，把他们的知识带到那里去。
So sometimes people don't understand Christianity, especially I remember this Christmas time, a lot of kind of false things happening in China, talking about Western religion.
就是这就是为什么很多的误解。今年过圣诞节的时候，中国发生了很多的事情，他们都讲到这是西方的这个神的节，西方人的节。
And I'm so glad that someone also posted that in fact that if you look at the most famous institute, whether it's the Yanjing 大学, they're all started by Christian.
我很高兴有人在网上也放了一些网页上的一些信息讲到解释就是中国很多重要的大学都是由基督徒创立的。
In fact, you know, the abolish of slavery. 把那个奴隶的制度的改变的。
Bob, you said brother of slavery.
No, abolish.
Oh, abolish. 废除废奴的这个过程。
And this all being done by Christians.
都是基督徒所做的所为。
So this is what Christians should be all about.
这是我们基督徒真正应该所做出来的。
We're going to respond the people that attack or anything by love.
我们对待别人就是用神的爱。
Okay. And then, and also that Paul also saying that to rebuke.
保罗也说了要
警告他们。
警告。
Okay.See in the in book in Revelation chapter 3 verse 19.
在启示录第三章第十九节。
He used the word reproof here.
在这里他又用了这个管教这个 reproof.
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline.
凡是我所爱的，我就责备管教。
So be zealous and repent.
所以你们要热心，也要悔改。
Sometimes when we rebuke somebody,
通常我们在管教一个人的时候
you see, it's not that we want to using our way to change people.
并不是用我们的方式去改变别人。
It's the way that we relate to people that, you know, the way that using man's way to do God's word is not right.
我们用人的办法来做神的工作是不对的。
And when we look at Mark chapter 8 verse 33,
在马可福音第八章第三十三节这里说，
See here we see that Jesus actually talking to Peter.
在这里耶稣对彼得讲了。
He said,But turning and seeing his disciple, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan.
耶稣转过身来望着门徒斥责彼得说撒旦退到我后面去。
For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
因为你不思念神的事只思念人的事。
Once again here, this word reminded all of us.
在这里这段圣经又提醒了我们，我对于我们自己有一个很好的提醒。
Our education, our profession, our job, everything.
我们的教育，我们的职业，我们的工作，一切
，is not for us.
都不是为了我们的缘故。
It's really to honor God.
是要荣耀神。
See, God doesn't need everyone to be a pastor or missionary.
神并不要我们每个人都成为一个牧师。或者是成为一个宣教士。
God wants every one of us to be Christian in the place where we are, where He places us to demonstrate God's love for all the people.
耶稣基督是让我们成为基督徒，我们真正的成为一个基督徒，放在我们所应该在的位置，传讲神的福音。
And that's important.
这是最重要的。
And then also, Paul asking to exhort people.
在这里保罗也提醒提摩太要去劝勉人。
See, a lot of time people go through the day full of difficulty and trouble.
通常我们每一天的日子当中都有很多的困难，很多的麻烦。
So a lot of time people don't have friends in their life.
有的人一生没有朋友。
But God places us in that position.
但是神把我们放到我们该放的位置上。
God wants us to be friends for the marginal people, marginalized people.
神让我们成为那个不被重视的人的朋友。
Because that we are people who need friends.
我们是要成为他们的朋友，他们真正的需要朋友。
And Paul is asking Timothy that you want to get a chance to listen to them, to comfort them, and to encourage them.
神提醒保罗提醒提摩太，你要去倾听他们，帮助他们，鼓励他们。
I wonder in our family，
我们真的是希望他们成为我们的一家人。
When was the last time your husband would say encouraging word to your wife or vice versa？
你最后一次听到你最近一次听到你先生怎么样对太太有一个鼓励的言语的时候？
How many times that you would say you appreciate, your friends and your brother or sisters?
你有多少次跟你的弟兄姊妹说你感谢他对他非常的感恩，对他的存在非常的感恩。
See, everyone wants affirmation.
每个人都需要一个确认，都要被确认。
And sometimes God has put that in that position so that we can affirm the people so that they know they are worthy in God's sight.
所以神把我们放到我们所放的位置，让我们对别人做出肯定，使他们明白他们是有生命的价值。
We as a Christian，
我们作为基督徒
，Now we need to be mindful that this is something we ought to do every day。
我们必须明白，这是我们每天所要做的事情。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 13 say that。
希伯来书第三章第十三节这里说
，But exhort one another every day。
趁着还有叫做今天的时候，总要天天互相劝勉。
As long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
免得你们中间有人受了罪恶的诱惑。
I hope that every day we learn that for this coming year.
心里面就刚硬了。我们希望你们每一天在今年的新年当中，每一天都是像这样。
You become an encourager to the peoples around you.
你成为周围人的这个帮助者。
So you are there available to help them, to guide them, to encourage them.
你在那里可以指引他们，帮助他们，鼓励他们。
When you establish such a strong relationship with non-believer,
当你和非基督徒有这样很好的关系的时候，
You are preaching the gospel to them.
你已经传讲了神的福音。
And this is the way that they will come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就会来到这个神的恩典的面前。
And this is another thing to remind us.
这是我们为什么这段经文，下面这段经文提醒我们。
Why do we need to preach the word?
我们为什么要传讲神的福音？
Because they have no chance to hear the good news.
因为他们没有机会听到福音。
Especially in verse 3 and 4, it tells us very clearly what this is all about.
在这第三节、第四节这里特别清楚地讲，告诉我们这是什么意义。
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching.
因为时候快到了，人必容不下纯正的道理。
But having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
反而耳朵发痒，随着自己的私欲增添许多教师。
And will turn away from the listening to the truth and wandering off into myths.
而且转离不听真理，反倒趋向无稽之谈。
We are in the 21st century, right?
我们现在是在21世纪。
Now all the news, all the information, a lot of us will get it from the website.
我们通常都在网上得到了很多的信息。
Every now and then I wonder when you go to a church to preach, how many people really listen to the preacher or they go watching their cell phone?
我有的时候真的是思想说，我们当然到一个教会去讲道的时候，有多少人是在听讲道，还是在看他的手机？
But on the other hand, it's because a lot of time that, you know, if they find out that they can check out, you know, whether what you're teaching is really true.
也是有一个他们可能是在手机上看你所传讲的是不是真实的。
But this is good, okay?
是好，这个是好的。
But on the other hand, some people are not completely not paying any attention.
但是有很多人真的是一点都不关注你所讲的。
Because they think that they get all the news or all the things about, you know, about Christianity is all from the website.
他们认为从这个网页上可以知道所有关于基督教的、关于圣经的事情。
But this is the time we also have to pay attention.
这是我们必须要关注的。
Well, I remember that, you know, when I was in China.
我在中国的时候。
There's a lot of time, there's a lot of cult.
在那边有很多的这种不同的这个
异端，
就是
异端。
异端。
Yeah. See, a lot of time that they will come in here, you know, they follow, you know, the new believers.
很多的新的所谓的信徒，他们就这些这个异端就会去找那些新的信徒。
Because they don't have the kind of proper teaching for them.
他们没有得到纯正的教训。
That's why they're willing to follow the cult.
他们很容易就去跟随这个异端。
So nowadays, because now we have so many news all over us,
我们有很多的这种信息，各种各样的信息，网上的信息特别的多。
And we get all kinds of things to attracting us.
很多东西很有吸引我们。
The world is more important, you know, for them.
这个世界上。这个对他们来说更加的重要。
For spiritual thing, it doesn't matter to them anymore.
这个灵里面的事情对他们来说不那么重要了。
And that's the reason why we need to preach the word.
这就是为什么我们要传讲神的福音，神的话语。
We know that there's a man. As a man, as a 就是 okay. We always have an emptiness in our heart.
我们作为人来讲，我们心里面总有一个空缺。
And this, the emptiness can only fill with God.
那个空缺只有神能够充满。
So a lot of time when you meet with people from different background,
当你碰到不同的人，有不同的背景的人，
when you establish a relationship with them,
当你和他们结成了这样的有一个很好的关系的时候，
and they will be willing to tell you, you know, what is really hurting them.
他们会告诉你们他心里面的苦楚痛楚在哪里。
The only one that who can satisfy the longing and the brokenness in this person is our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有耶稣基督能够拯救他们，能够解除他们心里面的痛楚。
And that's the reason why we need to preach the word.
这就是为什么我们要传道。
On verse 5
在第五节这里说
He said, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
凡事谨慎，忍受磨难，做
传福音者的工作，完成你的职务。
He said, be sober-minded.
在这里说，你必须是要谨慎。
You realize that what is true, what is false.
你能够明白什么是真理，什么 是假的。
Connect yourself with the things that is the true.
把你自己和真理连接在一起。
Speaking the truth in love.
在用爱心说诚实话。
Participating in any kind of Bible study that can help you become a better Christian. That's what you need to be.
你必须要去真的是参加这个各样的这个查经，使你成为更好的基督徒，明白神的话语。
I hope that you know, we don't go through the life, you know, just like that. I become a Christian. I'm waiting to go to heaven.
我希望你们不是成为一个基督徒说，哦，我成了一个基督徒，我准备上天堂。
You have to live out your life.As a disciple on earth,
你必须在这个地上作为他的门徒，要活出门徒的样式。
When the judgment day come,
当神的审判来的时候
，Yes, you are not being punished for the sins that you have.
你不会被神来审判，因为你的罪而受的惩罚。
But you will be rewarded the things that you have done for the kingdom.
而你为神国所做的事情得到奖赏。
And that's what we have to be mindful of.
这就是我们必须要记住的。
And also, you be aware of this persecution that will come along and the suffering that come along.
你要明白，你还会遇到很多的迫害和他的这个困难。
I believe that this is a time we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in China.
我们要为中国的基督徒的弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
Now is the time that they are being persecuted.
他们被迫害。
And some of them being suffer,
他们有的是真的是受到很大的痛苦。
Because they're willing to stand up for Jesus,
他们为耶稣基督能够传讲福音，他们能够站得稳。
And that's also another thing that we need to be mindful is that is to be able to become to endure suffering and to do a work of an evangelist.
在这里，我们也要记住，我们要。忍受磨难，做传福音者的工作。
Let us be prepared.
我们要准备好。
Whether it's in season or out of season,
不管时时还是不时时
we need to preach the gospel.
我们要传神的道。
Let everybody will come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
把所有的人都带到我们这个，给我们永生，我们有永生盼望我们得到这个拯救的神的面前来。
And I hope that we will do this for the coming year 2019.
在新的一年里面，2019年里面，我们都能这样行。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we come before you.
我们在天上的父，我们来到你的面前。
Thank you for reminding us that you have called us to be a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你提醒我们，我们要成为耶稣基督的门徒。
We need to live out the life that will honor Jesus.
我们要活出耶稣基督的样子来荣耀他。
We got to remember those who are unreached people.
我们要明白，我们有很多的人还没有听过福音。
May you use us, you know, to be able to preach the news, good news to them.
请你使用我们，把好的这个消息传给他们。
As we celebrate the changing of a new year.
当我们在庆祝这个一年的。新年的一年开始的时候
Let us focus on the mind to how to be an effective disciple for you next year.
让我们专注在成为一个有效的基督徒。
And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这一切的祷告祈求乃是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.